The CDC recently dropped its 5 days of isolation guidance for people who test positive for COVID, saying it's okay for you to go back to work once you no longer have a fever, aren't coughing, and do wear a mask. So is COVID now basically the flu? CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
That I would say no. So if you look at how likely you are to be hospitalized from COVID versus influenza and RSV, how likely you are to die from COVID versus the others, COVID is still the most dangerous of all of them.
And make no mistake, she says, COVID is still a threat.
I still have some patients who have COVID at the hospital right now. So this is something that is still continuing to be a threat. The group for which it is most dangerous is people over 65.
90% of the COVID hospitalizations and deaths are people over 65. For this and more health news, go to WCBS880.com/health. I'm Steve Scott, WCBS 880 News.